Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Steve, Chris, and Lauren.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi. On today's show, we're going to be doing some resort reviews, and we're going to jump right into it. And Lauren, what do you have to say?
Okay, so I got to stay at lots of places on this trip. I moved like every couple days. But two of them I actually wanted to review because one was the first time I ever stayed there. And I have now officially stayed at every resort on property. And that one is Fort Wilderness Cabins, which I loved the cabin. But I didn't love, it's just so big. Like, I think I would make that a completely different trip staying at the cabins. I thought they were great. My family would love the cabins. The renovations on them were beautiful. The kitchen I thought was done really nice. The beds were comfortable. Although I do have to say that when you look at the bedding there, it's a little bit, it looks like a double bed, and then it has a set of bunk beds, and I actually slept in the bunk bed and the bunk bed is not your average twin size bunk bed. It's kind of the size of the pull down trundle beds at Riverside. So it's a smaller bunk bed. It's not a full twin. So when you're thinking about sleeping people, make sure you know that.
What I just would like to add, I did try that bed out. And if you're 5'2", you're going to have room at the top and at the bottom.
And if you're 5'6½",
yeah, you're not.
You're curled up in a ball like a baby child sleeping.
Oh, that's so cute.
Put your short people in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you need to have a couple of little people to put in those beds. Lisa, you and I, not working. Steve, definitely not. Steve, you'd have your legs wrapped around your neck.
Yeah, he would be in trouble.
Now, how is it with transportation? Did you get a golf cart? Was it easy to get around? Did you have a car?
Jess rented a golf cart, and thank God she did, because I would not stay there without renting a golf cart or without having a car. Without a doubt, it's a must have. It's big. It's a big resort. You know, I mean, I also would not stay there without having groceries delivered. Like, that would be like a week stay to me. You know, I would go, I would kind of settle in for a week. I would have groceries delivered. I would spend time at the resort because there's so much to do at the resort. You've got horseback riding, you've got archery, you've got swimming. The pool was really nice. It's beautiful. The grounds are gorgeous. And if you like that kind of scenery, I would do it, but I would settle in for the week. Like, go and stay and enjoy the resort as much as you enjoy the parks, because it is two different lifestyles there. You know, you're rush, rush, rush at the parks, and then you get to that resort and it's very laid back and relaxed and kind of like camping, you know, it's nice.
Yeah.
But I would definitely, you know, the room was great. A definitely great room to spread out. I thought the bathroom had enough like storage and places to put things. You know, I really liked it. I, again, don't know that I would stay there without being with my family and doing like a full week. I wouldn't stay there for like a quick 2-3 night trip, but it was good.
Even that general store there, I haven't been in it in years, but I used to love going in that general store because it had that old timey kind of feel to it.
Yeah. And it reminds me, like, we go every summer we go camping and we rent cabins for like 2 nights. And it kind of reminds me of that. Like, you know, it's just very rustic, very pretty, comfortable. You know, I'm telling my family I would get my family to Disney constantly if I put them there. They would love it there.
Well, it's an
I'm
old
the
favorite
only one
of mine.
That likes, you know, I would prefer the Grand Floridian. So, you know.
That's the first resort or grounds that I've ever stayed at or experienced. And so it's got a little special place in my heart.
Ah, there you go. So, and then after that, we moved over to Wilderness Lodge and we stayed at Boulder Ridge. It's Copper Creek, Boulder Ridge. We actually got to stay at the Boulder Ridge in the renovated rooms over there, which is the DVC units. And we hated it. I mean, it was like, I have to be honest with you, a Best Western would have been better. It for a deluxe resort, it was terrible. Now, Wilderness Lodge, I've stayed in the rooms in Wilderness Lodge. I love that hotel. I would still book that hotel. But I would never put somebody in the Boulder Ridge Suites, studios. So they were very, very basic, not much to them. The bathroom was just a sink and a shower and nothing fancy at all in there. Like there was nowhere to, like I had nowhere to even put a hairbrush. There was nothing in the bathroom. There was no ledge. There was nothing in the bathroom to put anything.
So Lauren, have you stayed at other studio DVC properties?
Yeah, I have.
How would you compare them? Because I'm not a fan of a DVC studio.
No, well, they moved us to Poly. So we were very, very unhappy there. They wound up moving us to the Poly DVC, which was, and we were in a studio there, same exact concept, but night and day. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. And I would never, ever, ever put somebody in the Boulder Ridge Studios. Never. I mean, I seriously, it looked, there was really no pictures on the wall. The couch looked like the couch that was in your grandmother's house back in the 70s. Like it just was not pretty. It was not comfortable. It just, I don't recommend it. I would never, I won't book it.
I wonder what the one, two bedrooms look like if they're that same.
So we didn't get to actually see them. We did walk past what looked to me to be a one bedroom. And it looked much nicer. I don't know what the deal is with the studios. They made them look very, very rustic, extremely rustic. I think in the wrong direction, personally.
Yeah. And I could see some rustic piece, but it sounds like that from the photos, they're not very appealing. They're just kind of drab. They're kind of drab.
I would never stay there, and I would never, anybody that came to me that wanted to stay there, I would do everything I could to talk them out of it. Cause I've never been so unhappy at a resort in Disney ever that I've actually wanted to move. It was that bad. It was bad. I would never stay there again. Wilderness Lodge, absolutely. But not the Boulder Ridge.
Steve just pulled up some pictures and it looks a lot like Wilderness Lodge to me. That's a studio picture. Yeah, it might not be. And yeah, maybe that's why the firsthand experience is really helpful, because right now I'm looking at this like, yeah, that looks nice. I could stay there. And you're saying never.
It's got that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Kind of yucky. Just the couch is.
The couch
and the table.
Yeah, that picture looks a lot worse.
It's like, oh, and it's just basic. The walls are kind of yellow and they're.
It's like, very basic.
Yeah, it just doesn't. There's no nothing.
Yeah. Not a fan. Chris, guess what though? I found something I like less than Saratoga.
What? Yeah, no, that's awesome. Good.
Saratoga's now, how many resorts are there? 27? Saratoga is now 26. It's moved up one.
Here you go.
I don't know if that's a good thing. I think it's not.
No.
Well, I'll wrap it up real quick. So I stayed at the Grand Floridian and it was pretty nice. It's been a while. I haven't stayed since we went on our Pixie Vacation Agent trip a long time ago. It was, it's nice. And it's changed so much since I was there years and years ago.
Well, it's hard not to like it.
They have running water now.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do.
Flush toilets.
Well, you know, 19th it's about century. Time. 19th
that crazy
century.
Thing called air conditioning.
I know. They don't. Yeah. They have the ice boxes are gone out of the rooms. They don't deliver the ice anymore or the milk to the door.
Women can vote.
They can. Well, some things are good. Some things are bad.
Yeah.
But yes. It's very nice. It's very well done. What was I going to tell you? So yeah, I just stayed in a standard room and the rooms have been updated. They were updated. I think the last time I stayed there. So they have a little still Grand Floridian-esque feel to them, but they're not as, 19th century. They're a little more modern, I guess, or a little nicer feel. And I didn't have time to really enjoy the resort. I brought a bathing suit, but never went to the pool. They have the two pools. If you know, they have the one that's just behind the front desk that they added after I left. It's got the waterfall and everything, the lobby, the Meisner's Lounge, the restaurants. It's pretty nice. I did use the security once through the monorail. So I did that, and that's very easy to do. You just basically, you know, empty your pockets, walk through the metal detector, and then you're in line to get on the monorail. So that just takes a few moments. So I thought that was nice.
But yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, but the resort looks wonderful. They've kept it up very nicely. I think all the bellmen are still there. I didn't say hi to anybody, but it looked like everybody.
No one recognized you.
I just kind of snuck in and out, so I didn't stop and say hi, but it's amazing. I think they're all.
You have on your baseball cap and your sunglasses.
Yes. I was like, don't talk
hoodie.
To me. Don't
incognito.
My hoodie. I put my hoodie on so nobody would recognize me. It had just a giant Mouse Chat logo on the back of my hoodie. But besides that, nobody could tell. Yes. But that resort is awesome. If you need to stay at the Grand Floridian, we are happy to help book that for you. Even Boulder Ridge will book for you if you want.
Lauren, I won't.
Lauren will me.
Lauren will talk you out of it.
I will talk you out of it.
But
so can I just add something about those cabins? Like just because I actually went over to drive Lauren over to Universal because I am her personal chauffeur.
Now, these are the cabins at Fort Wilderness or the cabins they built by the water?
She's my woman. Yes. The cabins, the ones she loved and thought her. I just went in there and I was like, this is so dark. I did appreciate that they had changed out the stoves and they didn't have real stoves. They had like little baby stoves there now. And they had new tile. It looked really good, but it's so dark in there. I wasn't loving it, Lauren, as you know.
I liked it.
To me, it's almost too close to camping. And I feel I did enough camping in the Army. I will never camp again. So,
well, that's my kind of camping though, in a cabin.
Well, see, yeah, it's more of the glamping.
No, it's not even glamping. Well, it's still a 30 something year old. It's a 40 year old trailer.
Yeah, but they're nice, aren't they?
I don't know. I just can't get into it. Like as soon as I got out of the car, I got dirt in my sandal. Granted, I was wearing heels, but you know, that's beside the point. I literally, you know, my feet got dirty right away. I wasn't loving it.
Well, it's not a resort. It's a campground.
Yeah. That's why I'm not going there ever.
It's a different trip. Yeah. To me, I would do that trip completely different than I do any other Disney trip. Honestly.
The only time I'm interested in it is Christmas when they decorate. Then I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah.
So,
and I've never done the golf cart parade there, but I always see photos of that where people
that looks cute.
They do these elaborate.
Had them decorated.
Yeah, they do these like ridiculous elaborate golf carts.
Jess and I were just lucky enough we figured out how to drive it.
You guys, you know, she actually looked pretty good driving that. I was impressed.
Well, she was like, very frustrated that it didn't go over 14 miles an hour.
She seemed to be making good time on in it though, because we followed her up there.
She was like, oh my God, this thing needs to have a different level. I cannot handle this. She's like, I'm from Boston. I need to go faster.
It's cute. It depends on what you like.
Just real quick, have you guys seen the pictures of the new rooms at Pop?
Yes.
What do you think of those?
I hope they're going to be decorated.
Yeah, they do look like a hospital room.
They look like a hospital room. Yes. I'm sure it'll be fun. I was thinking of staying there during their Mouse Chat meetup, but everyone else is somewhere else. So maybe not. Well,
if they put out a good AP rate, I might switch to Pop.
Ooh, okay.
But it's got to be because I don't really want to stay in the construction zone at Coronado.
Oh, yeah.
So if they put a good AP rate out right
don't,
now.
You don't want to tell people you're staying there. You're going to have too many fans lining up, Lauren.
Yes, all those fans.
All the fanboys would be like, well, Lauren, five of them. Lauren, Lauren.
All five of our fans will show up at Pop.
Yes, all five of them. I hope they bring chocolate.
Well, it's hard to tell on the internet because when you type in like Pop Century Rooms, you get a zillion different. You can't tell if they're the new or old. So what's the difference or what?
So the new rooms are, they've not hardwood, but laminate flooring. And it's a queen bed. And then it's got the pull down ANOVA bed out of the wall, which is a double bed.
Oh.
And then the bathroom has been remodeled. But I mean, it looks nice and clean and it looks nice. And I think a lot of people are going to appreciate having the queen bed in there. Because, you know, you have two adults sleeping in the queen bed now, and then you can put the kids in the double bed. And I think that's going to work out for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's been one of the big issues.
And if the Innova bed is just as comfortable as it is in art, I think it'll be great. Because Chris, you and I slept on that bed. That bed wasn't bad.
It was great.
It wasn't like the one in Saratoga.
No, it was actually fine. I mean, and I tell people that all the time. I'm like, two adult ladies slept in it. And it's not like we were like, because we're not a couple in theory, it's not like we're all over each other. Like we had our space, right?
Yeah.
We weren't like violating each other's space.
Did we have the pillow barrier between us?
Did we have the pillow barrier? That's me, baby. That's not a pillow.
Oh, I thought it was a barrier. Sorry.
That's what you're saying. No, there was plenty of room. I don't know. Is that a double or a queen at art that pulls
That's
out?
That's a double.
Yeah, I felt it was roomy.
It could just be because we're both such delicate flowers.
And it's the table bed, right? That they
the
have.
Table bed. Table bed is where it's at, Steve. Slept on the table bed, you need to give it a shot.
The only thing I've never slept on one, but you have to make sure everything's off the table. So have to clean the table up.
Wait a minute. Do you? Because we just like,
it's like
it
a magician. You just like, you just pull the thing and it all just goes
whooshing
off. I'll
get that sandwich later when it's mushed.
Oh, housekeeping.
I guess you could.
The worst thing about staying DVC, which is related to the housekeeping comment, like this last time, because we were at Saratoga, which of course I love. And you just like after the second day, you're like, these kids are disgusting. I need housekeeping here. And you're housekeeping.
Yeah. So I don't like when I have to clean.
Thanks. Yeah. Maybe if you don't have boys, you don't understand, but boys are revolting. I mean, they're adorable, but they just
are teenage daughters.
Yeah. They just get things all over the place. And I don't, it's not good. So I digress. Can I just say something about the Grand Floridian as well? Because, I love that resort. So we stayed there at DVC, and I think we reviewed it. And I have to say that it's really growing on me as far as the food goes. Like, I feel like the food is so good there, even the quick service.
That's good. And we had a previous review on Grand Floridian Cafe where all of us love. That's our hidden gem for a affordable, great, walk up with no reservation, sit down restaurant. So
unless it's Mother's Day. Yes. A few years ago, I tried to go there on Mother's Day and they were like, no. I said, are you kidding? If my kids tried to take me here on Mother's Day for breakfast, I would be complaining. Well, not really. But it was like the only time I've ever gone there and couldn't get in.
So Chris, you say that you like the quick service. I typically think of resort quick service as pretty standard across the board. For quick service, what did you find outstanding or that stood out?
Okay. It is pretty much across the board the same, but like I ate at Saratoga, a week ago. And I had a sandwich there and it was not anything I could even bother finishing. It was disgusting. Whereas, when I was there with the kids, we ate at the quick service and everything we got was at least put together well and good quality.
So do you think maybe they have bigger turnover at Floridian? Maybe fresher food?
It was never busy when I went in there. So, not just the quick service, but I mean, 1900 Park Fair is probably, in my opinion, the best character meal on property. And then Citrico's, it's probably it's really close to California Grill for me.
Alrighty, that's going to wrap up this week's show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, you can always add those to the bottom of the page in the comment section under the podcast to what you're, that you're listening to. And then you can also leave those on our Facebook page and we'll get them there. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can find a whole lot more of them over at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.